This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Defense leaders gathered at Ramstein Air Base in Germany have heard an impassioned plea for more aid from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
City after city becomes insolent when it feels that the defenders of freedom run out of weapons against it. The war started by Russia does not allow delays.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told the group as their meeting opened on Friday, this is a crucial moment in the war as Russia regroups and reequips with fighting they're expected to intensify in the spring. Greta Thunberg and around 30 other activists braved sub-zero temperatures on Friday in a protest calling for climate justice as the World Economic Forum meeting wound up in Davos. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
Greta Thunberg and fellow activists have presented a cease and desist notice to oil and gas executives, which protesters brandished during the demonstration on Friday in Davos. Maya, a member of the Climate Strike Davos group, said that now was the time to voice their concerns.
Climate action has to be taken now, that we cannot wait longer.
The oil and gas industry, which has been accused by the activists of hijacking the climate change debate in the Swiss ski resort, has said that it needs to be part of the energy transition, as fossil fuels will continue to play a major role in the energy mix as the world shifts to a low-carbon economy. Steve Miller, VOA News.
World leaders and economic actors made quote-unquote progress on the world's most important issues at the World Economic Forum, the conference's president said in his closing remarks on Friday. The five-day marathon of panel discussions and talks in the Swiss ski resort united 52 heads of state or government, 19 central bank governors, and over 600 CEOs. This is